Chapter 5. The Girl from Headquarters. It was 12 o'clock when Bond left the Splendide, and the clock on the Mairie was stumbling through its midday carillon. There was a strong scent of pine and mimosa in the air, and the freshly watered gardens of the casino opposite, interspersed with neat gravel parterre and paths, lent the scene a pretty formalism, more appropriate to ballet than to melodrama. The sun shone, and there was a gaiety and sparkle in the air which seemed to promise well for the new era of fashion and prosperity for which the little seaside town, after many vicissitudes, was making its gallant bid. Royal Les Eaux, which lies near the mouth of the Somme, before the flat coastline soars up from the beaches of southern Picardy to the Brittany cliffs which run on to Le Havre, had experienced much the same fortunes as Trouville. Royal, without the O, also started as a small fishing village, and its rise to fame as a fashionable watering place during the Second Empire was as meteoric as that of Trouville. But as Deauville killed Trouville, so after a long period of decline did Le Touquet kill Royal. At the turn of the century, when things were going badly for the little seaside town, and when the fashion was to combine pleasure with a cure, a natural spring in the hills behind Royal was discovered to contain enough diluted sulphur to have a beneficent effect on the liver. Since all French people suffer from liver complaints, Royal quickly became Royal Les Eaux, and Eau Royale in a torpedo-shaped bottle grafted itself demurely onto the tail of the mineral water lists in hotels and restaurant cars. It did not long withstand the powerful combines of Vichy and Perrier and Vittel. There came a series of lawsuits, a number of people lost a lot of money, and very soon its sale was again entirely local. Royal fell back on the takings from the French and English families during the summer, on its fishing fleet in winter, and on the crumbs which fell to its elegantly dilapidated casino from the table at Le Touquet. But there was something splendid about the Negresco Baroque of the Casino Royal, a strong whiff of Victorian elegance and luxury, and in 1950 Royal caught the fancy of a syndicate in Paris which disposed of large funds belonging to a group of expatriate Vichyites. Brighton had been revived since the war, and Nice. Nostalgia for more spacious golden times might be a source of revenue. The casino was repainted in its original white and gilt, and the rooms decorated in the palest grey with wine-red carpets and curtains. Vast chandeliers were suspended from the ceilings. The gardens were spruced, and the fountains played again, and the two main hotels, the Splendide and the Hermitage, were prinked and furbished and restaffed. Even the small town and the Vieux Port managed to fix welcoming smiles across their ravaged faces, and the main street became gay with the vitrines of great Paris jewellers and couturiers, tempted down for a butterfly season by rent-free sights and lavish promises.